welcome to Misunderstood, a podcast dedicated to better understanding MS and learning to live well with MS. I'm your host, Katie Sloan. Our usual reminders as we begin. First, I am not an expert. I'm just a person like you, living with MS and trying to make the best of it. Misunderstood is based on my personal experience, what I've learned from my doctors, other care providers, and my own solutions-oriented research and pattern-finding obsession. While the majority of the information I share has been vetted by doctors, I am not a doctor. My intention is that you use the information shared here as a springboard for discussion between you and your doctor regarding your future care options. And lastly, MS impacts each of us uniquely. I hope to shine a light on a wide range of approaches and strategies for living better with MS. But what you choose to do with that information is always your choice. And what works for one may not work for all. In our previous episode, we talked about the opportunities for growth each new year brings and how to determine the most important step each of us might want to take on our individual MS healing journeys. At our flock gathering last month, we each shared the MS-related struggle that we'd most like to solve for this year. We talked through each person's goals, asked questions, and committed to supporting one another throughout the year as we work in a focused manner to bring about these critical changes that would most drastically improve our lives. Our personal goals ran the gamut, but most this year were around physical changes we'd like to manifest for ourselves. From things like strengthening hip flexors, committing to a vibration plate routine to build strength and promote lymphatic drain and vagus nerve stimulation, improving posture, exercising more regularly, achieving specific standing goals, turning everyday tasks into exercise opportunities by habit stacking, getting our mobility equipment, like walkers, tuned up to be the right fit for us, utilizing the foot pedals that came with an arm bike to strengthen our legs as much as our arms, and overcoming fears and current physical and mental limitations. I look forward to our monthly flock gatherings as we traverse through this year to see how we're all doing and how we can link arms to better support each other. Would you like support like this? Join us! Today's topic is a long time in the making, since the very beginning of Misunderstood, in fact. From time to time, I get asked the same question. What's that sound in each episode? It sounds like squawking. And so today, a perfect storm has come in the form of the opportunity to clarify and reiterate some important grounding factors of this passion project. Without further ado, let's dive in. MS is for the birds. What does that even mean? Quite literally, the phrase for the birds is meant to mean worthless, not good, dubious, or unbelievable. The idiom originated in the U.S. Army during the 1940s and is believed to have come from the sight of birds pecking at horse dung to find seeds. Now, we could read into this phrase endlessly, and doing so these past few weeks when I faced a difficult time of loss led me down a number of different paths. So let's take some time today to explore just a few in terms of how this might relate to our MS experience and how we can use this ideology to help support ourselves on the journey. We can think MS is for the birds, or in other words, it's not good. I have yet to meet someone who is happy they live with diagnosed MS. It's not a good thing. Yet this also doesn't mean that something good can't come from something we perceive as bad or hard, like living with MS. And we might even look back and see our diagnosis as somewhat of a gift in that it has taught us important things, taken us to new places, shown us better ways to live, or introduced us to incredible people that we otherwise may never have experienced or known. So, while it's easy to simply say MS is for the birds, there can also be tremendous beauty in what arrives in our lives alongside of, or even as a result of, our MS diagnosis. One such beautiful gift that I am tremendously grateful for today is for my dear friend Joe, who sadly passed away earlier this month on January 12th. I'd like to take this opportunity to honor Joe, share a little about him, and all the good he put into the world, as well as express how grateful I am that this ugly, no good thing called MS brought such a gift into my life in the form of a good friend. Joe has been a very special friend that I met in 2018. I had recently moved from where I'd lived my entire life and didn't know anyone in my new town other than my partner. There wasn't a local MS support group at the time, and I was in bad need of support. So I started communicating with other folks in the MS community on a great social media site called My MS Team. Joe was one of those people, and for the last 7 years, he has been such a tremendously supportive companion. And while we never got the opportunity to meet in person, living on opposite sides of the country, we did spend significant time together week after week, virtually, for years. He was amongst the earliest supporters of Misunderstood in 2020. While in more recent years, you might have seen him doze off in some of our meeting spaces, prior to his more recent struggles, Joe was always alert, participatory, and without exception to the end, had a warm, compassionate smile to give and a jovial twinkle in his eyes. In the freshness of this loss, I've spent a lot of time these past weeks remembering Joe and all he exuded as a human. There's much we can all learn from him as we celebrate how he showed up for himself, his family, and his friends. Joe never gave up learning about MS, actively trying new wellness pathways. We journeyed together through many self-betterment experiences like True Medicine, PQ Mental Fitness, and a self-compassioning course with Opus Peace. The last one-on-one conversation I had with Joe was right after that course ended. He was struck by how sad and stuck many of the participants were in their grief. He had a huge, loving heart and cared deeply for his family and friends. With pride, last October, he sent me a huge album of pictures from his son's wedding. He was so proud, and I can't help but smile when I see him and his family exuding so much love on this day of momentous celebration. And our last email communication prior to the holidays was a discussion of CBD, which he was actively researching as a new solution pathway to try. While Joe and I were friends, he encountered numerous setbacks and hospital stays. He didn't enjoy the hospital much and acquired several new infections during hospital stays for medical needs related to MS, as well as others that were unrelated. In the last year, he had lost much of his mobility. He referred to himself as quadriplegic and had a tracheotomy. Yet in the midst of these challenges, Joe and his wife Judy also got an accessible van so that Joe could go more places with his family. A favorite trip he shared with us was to New Orleans, and another to Ocean City, Maryland, and Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Joe loved his wife, Judy, and often at the forefront of his mind was how his limitations and illness impacted those he loved. He was crystal clear in his priorities and always put others first. Joe was fortunate to have his grandkids close, and if I'm remembering correctly, at least one grandchild lived in the same home, so he got to be a significant part of their upbringing, which he treasured. Joe is my first close MS friend to leave this world behind. I'm so grateful his passage was peaceful and that he is no longer in pain. And I'm so glad he was able to be at home with his beloved family and that they were able to honor his choices to come home, to enter hospice care, and leave this world peacefully in his sleep a few weeks later, surrounded by family. Life is precious, and being a friend of Joe's is something I will always treasure. I will carry his spirit with me for the remainder of my life. I will miss seeing him regularly and talking about navigating our lives with chronic illness. Joe, you will never be forgotten. Rest in peace, sweet friend. If we look at the origin of the phrase for the birds in the context of our MS experience, pecking at horse dung to find seeds can be an interesting way to look at things. If we agree MS is a shitty thing, it's still possible it may yield seeds of goodness like friends like Joe, or potential healing pathways. Shortly after my diagnosis, when I was deteriorating quickly, accumulating a collection of debilitating disabilities, and honestly in a pretty shitty place thinking the good part of my life was over, I was pretty desperate and began sifting through the shit of trying to find something worthwhile. It took a long time to find anything good to come from losing my livelihood, and gratefully a shorter time to find good people like Joe. Another seed that I was really lucky to find in the muck that has grown into something very beautiful was meeting Dr. Susan Peyrovi at Stanford. I now understand that sifting through the shit to find the seeds of potential is a critical part of post-traumatic growth, which is something I've been learning a lot about that we'll cover in our next episode, which you won't want to miss as it's fascinating stuff and can provide a very helpful roadmap for healing. So when we're in that shitty place, we each have a choice. We can wallow in it, complain that it stinks, and it does, and passively stay stuck in it like quicksand. Or we can search for seeds, cultivate them, and as they grow, allow them to pull us up out of the shit with them into the sunlight of hope, where we can find joy and all the good things we remember about our lives before MS, and maybe some new joys too. When we think about MS in terms of it being for the birds, the last aspect I'd like to address today is the importance of community and support. People who don't have MS just can't understand MS. It's that simple. They may try to understand, and that's of course always very appreciated, but there's something really special that happens when two or more people living with MS gather together. There's a mutual understanding and belief in each other's experience, whereas folks without lived MS experience might even doubt what we're experiencing is real. And this is where the squawking or honking sound comes in. In my early adult life, I taught for the Forest Service, facilitating visitor programming like Junior Ranger and interpretive cave tours. This training taught me that the best teacher is Mother Nature, and she often has really helpful answers for us if we only look and listen. An early fascination with learning about the behavior of geese in particular resonated deeply and has been a guiding theme in my adult life and many years into it for this podcast and how I navigate life so I can live as well as possible with MS. So let's talk about these birds for a bit and see what we can glean in terms of MS being for the birds. You've likely looked up at the sky at some point in your life and seen a V of birds flying overhead. But have you ever really thought about why they fly like that? I find it fascinating to learn how geese work together with empathy and cooperation as they make their seasonal journeys over substantial distances. Not unlike their treacherous journey, learning to live with MS and especially picking ourselves up off the ground and flying to a better place post-diagnosis can be challenging, even with an incredible support network. These important lessons we can learn from geese are so important that they were the crux of my very first podcast episode and have lived on in each episode since, and frankly, every day of my life. While I've read many versions of this research over the years, the original credit goes to Dr. Robert McNeish in 1972. So let's take a gander at these lessons from geese, what they could mean for us, and why I believe that MS is for the birds, and it's not all bad. First, why do they fly in V formation? As each bird flaps its wings, uplift is created for the bird behind it, similar to cyclists drafting off the rider they're following. When the entire flock flies this way, together in a common direction, they increase their flying range by 71% more than if they flew alone. Imagine that. Working as a team definitely makes a difference to the geese, and it can make a huge difference for us too. We all want to achieve better health, and with that common goal, when we fly together in the right direction, like geese, we'll gain momentum faster and get there more efficiently. Ever tried to make a big change on your own? It's hard, And the geese, too, experience this. When a goose falls out of flying formation, it immediately feels the drag and resistance of trying to fly alone. So it quickly returns to the formation to take advantage of the efficiency the flock provides. Suffering in isolation sucks. Community matters. Having the vulnerability to express the challenges we're facing and the humility to seek out help can make all the difference for us. When we isolate ourselves or are unwilling to accept help, we can impede our healing capabilities and end up in apathy, a dark place where anxiety and depression can and often do creep in. I also really love that geese take turns with their leadership. When the lead goose gets tired, it rotates back in the formation and allows another goose to take the lead. Like geese, no one of us is all-knowing, but together, there's no problem we can't solve. We each bring unique skills, perspectives, and ideas to the table. I also try to keep this in mind so that I balance the time I spend focused on helping myself with time spent focused on helping others, and to make sure I'm deliberately creating opportunities for others to help me, which is something I had to learn how to do that didn't come naturally for me. It's also important to think about our doctors in this context. They are tremendous resources for us, but especially with an illness like MS that impacts each of us uniquely, there's a limit to what they can do for us, especially if we aren't open and honest with them about what we are experiencing. We know ourselves best, and it's up to us to be a team player with our doctors and caregivers so that they can be informed enough to truly help us. As with geese, we work better when we share responsibilities and take turns in leadership roles. Developing agency, the ability to self-advocate, and an understanding that our voice is critical in our healing is an important step in the healing process. Have you ever heard the acronym for the word team? T, together. E, everyone. A, achieves. M, more. It's so true. And living with MS is a great opportunity to utilize the power of team, just like geese. And let's be real. Sometimes MS is truly for the birds, in a negative sense. It's important to have people who can lift us up when we're feeling down and keep us moving in the right direction. Geese are experts at supporting one another. In fact, we can often hear them honking encouragement to each other as they fly. Never underestimate the power of encouragement. And that's why my cute little stuffed goose that squawks shows up in every episode, honking their encouragement. In a similar fashion, did you know that when a goose gets sick or wounded, two other geese drop out of formation with it and follow it down to the ground to help and protect it? They stay together until the goose dies or is well enough to be able to fly again, at which point they launch out together with another formation or catch up to their original flock. I still remember when my friend Joe entered the hospital the first time. I sent him his own stuffed goose, complete with a squawker, to honk encouragement and represent his online friends being there with him during his stay. Like geese, flying together in difficult times, as well as good, helps a lot. The flying part is also important, because if we just stay on the ground in one place and refuse to move forward, we aren't likely to get ourselves to a better place. There's a reason geese migrate. They know there's a place better suited to meet their needs. The view changes as we move. So if we don't like the view where we are, or we aren't getting our needs met, we can start flying and get ourselves to a different place with better scenery and a healthier ecosystem that better supports our healing. So, who are the people in your life who truly know and understand you and your MS journey? Hopefully you have family and friends that are there when you need them. And hopefully you have built or are in the process of building a support flock of folks with MS who truly understand and can be special companions on the journey, like Joe. If you don't yet have an MS community, let's connect. You can find us on social media, or you can join the Misunderstood Flock and meet with us monthly by visiting our Patreon page. While much of living with MS may be for the birds, when we focus on the good bird magic and live like they do, in community, honking our support, we just might find that the route we travel is a little easier, the load we carry is a little lighter, and the joy we feel is a little brighter. My hope today, as we journey through a new year together, is that we all, one, accept the ways that MS is truly for the birds, and also see the opportunities for incredible positives to emerge from that hardship. Two, that we consider building our own flock of support or join an existing support flock so that we're not struggling to fly alone and can reap the benefits of flying in formation through turbulent skies. And three, that we remember always people like Joe who support us through thick and thin, who model what a good life looks like even in the midst of hardship and challenge. How we choose to face this journey is a choice. To continue our conversation, you are welcome to attend our Misunderstood Flock meetings via Zoom the first Saturday of each month. That's this coming Saturday. Flock members, bring your updates about your one thing you're working on this year in terms of your prioritized MS-related healing. We'll talk about community and ways we can better honk our encouragement for one another on the journey. I'll also show flock members a tool I'll be introducing to listeners in our next episode, and hopefully be able to share a few reflections from flock members in that episode so we get to hear multiple perspectives. And if you're not yet a flock member but would like to be, please join us. We're all people living with MS from around the world that meet via Zoom monthly to support each other and continue our learning on the episode topics. We also support each other through hardships and celebrate our successes together. You can learn more and join us by visiting our Patreon page. As always, I encourage all listeners to reach out with MS-related questions, comments, future podcast topics, or guest ideas. And lastly, remember, as we travel through life with MS, we're certain to hit some turbulence. We'll get through it, especially if we're flying together, supporting one another, and honking our encouragement. As always, thank you for listening. And until next time, be well.